Hundreds of fans lined the edge of the Tampa Bay Downs track on Sunday evening, but they weren't there for horses. WUSF's Carrie Pinkard reports that 80 tiny, short-legged dogs competed in the third annual Tampa Bay Corgi races.
The track was only about 50 yards, but not every corgi would make it. Some would run the wrong way, some would trot halfway and then turn around, some would roll belly up, waiting for their participation award. Despite corgis not being natural-born racers, their owners have a deep sense of affection and loyalty to the breed.
They're just super fun. They're super energetic, they're super loyal, and all they want to do is please you.
Just this pure energy and joy on itty-bitty little legs.
I mean, big ears, short legs. I'm really short, so kind of have a connection there.
We'll probably always have a corgi. We're just a crazy corgi family now.
That was Kevin Boyd, Cassandra Dodge, Laura McMurr, and Stephanie Cohen, members of the Tampa Bay Corgi Meetup Group. The dog that ultimately came out on top was Bandit. Owner Robin Hunter said she trained Bandit by setting up a mock corgi race at a park and having him run between her and her husband. This was Bandit's first year racing, and after his big win, Hunter said it was time to celebrate.
We're taking it to Cody's to get a mistake.
The Tampa Bay Corgi races were organized by the Sunshine Corgi Rescue, a nonprofit run by volunteers across Florida who try to find forever homes for misplaced dogs. Those wanting to enter their furry friend in the races next year should look for registration in April, as spots for the race fill up months ahead of time. Carrie Pinkard, WUSF 89.7 News.
To see photos of Bandit with the trophy that's almost as big as he is, visit WUSFnews.org.